From Washington, this is VOA News. Russia and China veto accountability on Syria, and Syrian forces break the Aleppo prison siege. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. Russia and China vetoed a UN Security Council resolution today that would have referred an investigation of human rights abuses in Syria to the International Criminal Court at The Hague. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir has details.
The draft resolution received 13 votes in favor, but the effort to seek accountability for mass murders, rapes, torture, and other grave crimes committed by all parties to the conflict failed because Russia and China exercised their right of veto. It is the fourth time since the conflict began in March 2011 that the two council members have blocked action on Syria. Without the council's authorization, the case of Syria will not be referred to the ICC. Cases can only go to the court if the council refers them, or if the country in question is a party to the treaty that created the court. Syria is not a party. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Meanwhile, Syrian activists say government troops backed by airstrikes have broken a year-long rebel siege of a prison in the city of Aleppo. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Syrian forces entered the prison complex early today, days after launching a push to dislodge opposition fighters. It said areas around the prison were heavily shelled. The rebels surrounding the site had repeatedly attacked the prison, hoping to free the detainees being held there. Gunmen have killed at least 29 people in an attack on a remote village in northeastern Nigeria. Residents and officials suspect Boko Haram militants were behind that attack on Wednesday in Chuku Nugoda, that's a village in Borno State. Most of that village was burned down in the assault. Rebel forces control the northern Malian town of Kidal after pushing back government troops in heavy fighting. A government spokesman says that after several hours of combat on Wednesday, Malian army forces were weakened by problems of coordination and intelligence and had to retreat under fire. He said rebels in Kidal were receiving support from drug traffickers and fighters with al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. Ukraine's acting president says 13 soldiers were killed when pro-Russian separatists attacked a military checkpoint in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region. He said the separatists attacked the checkpoint using mortars, grenade launchers, and heavy automatic weapons. Officials in the Donetsk Regional Administration said 16 people died in that attack, but they did not specify whether all those killed were government soldiers. At least 31 people have been killed in an attack on a street market in the capital of China's Zhejiang region. Chinese state media say two cars plowed into a market, running people over and throwing explosives against the crowd. Bill Ide reports from Beijing.
The attack occurred Thursday morning as many were buying vegetables and fruit at a roadside market in a largely Chinese neighborhood in the regional capital, Urumqi. Pictures posted online from witnesses showed chaotic scenes with bodies in the street and flames from the explosions. Chinese media said the attackers drove two cars which crashed through a metal barricade and plowed into crowds of morning shoppers. Authorities have yet to provide any details about what happened to the assailants, but called the attack an act of terrorism. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Thailand's military coup leaders have suspended the nation's constitution and ordered the country's acting prime minister and cabinet to report to the army. General Prayuth Chan-o-cha announced the coup in a televised statement late today, 2 days after declaring martial law. Iran's president says a comprehensive agreement on curbing its country's nuclear program is very likely by July. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani told reporters in Shanghai today that reaching a deal would be achievable, but that it depends on unspecified countries not being allowed to create problems. New U.S. Census statistics released today show that cities in the southwest of the United States are growing faster than other areas, with the area including the state Texas capital of Austin showing the largest municipal growth in the country last year. 7 of the 15 fastest growing cities were in the state of Texas. Other cities on the list were Arizona, Utah, Idaho, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Maryland. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.